Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Good morning to you. Hope you're feeling good. And hope you had a good weekend. Lots going on this weekend, actually. So we decided on Gift Grub this morning to do a kind of a go around a few of the different characters and ask them what they were up to, because everybody seems to have been very busy, whether they were going to gardening, horticultural festivals or music gigs or sporting events or whatever. So a lot going on. Eamon Dunphy is there, first of all. Eamon, you were at Bloom.
Yes,
you were up at Bloom there. So how was it, Bloom? Did you enjoy it? I was there myself, actually, on Saturday afternoon. Very good.
Yes, I noticed that, Ian. I saw you there. You were all over Nevin Maguire. That's right. Myself and John, the great John Giles, of course,
yes.
Needs no introduction.
There was it.
Yes, he's in the background. We headed up to Bloom.
Right.
And I'd never been there, Ian. I know you were there. Nevin,
that was my first time.
And it really,
Yeah.
And it really was an eye-opener, Ian.
Yeah.
You know, in my day, in our day, I suppose, there were no festivals. There was mass and there was bed. And that's about it. Well,
a burnt toast.
Yes, if you were lucky. And that was a festival in itself. But there was no Bloom. And as John pointed out so astutely, we didn't even have gardens, Ian.
Right.
Isn't that right, John?
That's right, Eamon.
Yeah. I remember if you dared open your back door, you'd simply fall into the livy.
Was
Yeah. Remember what happened to Splasher Flynn, John? Terrible, Eamon. Terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about all the food? I mean, the food...
Yeah.
Food was also hard to come by in our day, Ian. I know that sounds, I don't want to send the poem out, but food was hard to come by.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people talk about intermittent fasting as if it's a choice, a life choice. But we used to suck on pebbles until dinner time, didn't we, John?
That was your intermittent fasting.
Yeah, then use them as marbles after dinner, Eamon.
That's it, Ireland.
Yeah.
Ireland has changed, Ian, but a good weekend. Good weekend.
Good weekend. Very good. Miriam O'Callaghan is on the line as well. Miriam.
Hi, Ian.
What did you get up to, Miriam?
Ian, I'm absolutely devastated. I mean, I'm genuinely wrecked.
Right. Were you on the lash? Was that what you were doing?
No, I did the women's mini marathon on Saturday with the 28,000
well
other girls.
Well done. Yeah, brilliant.
But I also interviewed each of them individually while we were running around the course for an RTE documentary on women's health.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, my God. Now I have to put on my heels for tonight, prime time, and my feet are just... I think I'll just sit at the desk tonight and let Sarah do the standing bits for once.
No better woman.
Right, thanks.
A lot of rugby on as well. Donal Lennon, Donal, fill us in. What went on in the rugby?
Yeah, huge weekend of rugby in the URC. Ian, Leinster got over the line just about against the Scarlets, but only 12,000 in the crowd, would you believe? Because the rumour was the Leinster fans were all up at Bloom, sucking oysters, quaffing Prosecco and talking about heading off to Quinta del Lago. Meanwhile, Munster are out, and huge controversy here involving Jack Crowley in South Africa. Crowley was about to take a penalty, Ian, and the South African out half, Hendrikse, goes down on the ground in front of Crowley, rolling around on the ground, pretending he's agony.
Right.
He's in agony, but worse, he starts winking at Crowley and smiling.
Oh,
now, I can tell you, Ian,
dirty.
As a man from Cork Con, I know it's Pride Month, but if rugby fellas start winking at each other, this could change everything.
All right, Donald, thank you very much. And Fintan O'Toole of the Irish Times is with us as well. How was your weekend, Fintan?
Well, in a very real sense, I had the enormous privilege to attend a night of poetic mastery.
Oh.
A transformative intellectual, spiritual experience.
Nice.
And
lovely.
Altogether a deeply moving evening.
Right. So where were you?
Lionel Richie in the Tree Arena. Surrounded by women of a certain age called Jackie and Breed. Lionel Richie reminded me how his music somehow speaks to Irish people like no other artist.
Yeah.
For example, he alludes, for example, to the excesses, the gross excesses of the Celtic Tiger, most obviously in his masterpiece, Dancing on the Ceiling. He then wryly satirises the land of Cead Míle Fáilte when he knowingly sings, "Hello, is it me you're looking for?"
Right, oh, brilliant.
And of course, our struggles within language and identity is covered in All Night Long tambole de se de moya. Hey, mumbo jumbo. Way to party. We going, yeah. Hey, jambalai. The guy is a genius.
Gift grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.